In ways, Narnia can be seen as an imaginary and idealized Ulster, populated with creatures of Lewis's imagination, rather than Ulstermen. The term Ulster needs further explanation. Just as the English county of Yorkshire was divided into three parts, the ridings from the Old Norse word for a third part, Thrithjungr, the island of Ireland was originally divided into five regions, Gaelic, Cuigi, from Coised, a fifth part. After the Norman conquest of 1066, these were reduced to four, Connaught, Leinster, Munster, and Ulster. The term province now came to be referred to the Gaelic Cuige. The Protestant minority in Ireland was concentrated in the northern province of Ulster, which consisted of nine counties. When Ireland was partitioned, six of these nine counties formed the new political entity of Northern Ireland. The term Ulster is today often used as synonymous with Northern Ireland, with the term Ulsterman tending to be used, though not consistently, to designate a Protestant inhabitant of Northern Ireland. This is done despite the fact that the original Cuige of Ulster also included the three counties of Cavan, Donegal, and Monaghan, now part of the Republic of Ireland. Lewis returned to Ireland for his annual vacation almost every year of his life, except when prevented by war or illness. He invariably visited the counties of Antrim, Derry, Down, his favourite, and Donegal, all within the province of Ulster in its classic sense. At one point, Lewis even considered permanently renting a cottage in Clochy, County Down, as the base for his annual walking holidays, which often included strenuous hikes in the mountains of Mourne. In the end, he decided that his finances would not stretch to this luxury. Although Lewis worked in England, his heart was firmly fixed in the northern counties of Ireland, especially County Down. As he once remarked to his Irish student David Bleakley, "Heaven is Oxford, lifted and placed in the middle of County Down." Where some Irish writers found their literary inspiration in the political and cultural issues surrounding their nation's quest for independence from Great Britain, Lewis found his primarily in the landscapes of Ireland. These, he declared, had inspired and shaped the prose and poetry of many before him, perhaps most important, Edmund Spenser's classic, The Faery Queen, an Elizabethan work that Lewis regularly expounded in his lectures at Oxford and Cambridge. For Lewis, this classic work of quests and wanderings and inextinguishable desires clearly reflected Spenser's many years spent in Ireland. Who could fail to detect the soft, wet air, the loneliness, the muffled shapes of the hills, or the heart-rending sunsets of Ireland? For Lewis, who here identified...